Our speaker today is a registered practitioner in New York City. He has addressed student associations and has made appearances at various churches as speaker on spiritual goals. You may know him through his numerous articles in the Christian Science Journal and the Christian Science Sentinel. Let us welcome Mr. Richard H. String.
Good afternoon. I was told I could come and talk to you about any subject that would be helpful. And as I've been thinking about it, it seems to me that the thing that would be most helpful right now, in view of our present economic situation, is to talk about some of the metaphysics that can offset some of the beliefs that this country and individuals are facing. And by doing this, possibly we can all have a better frame of mind about life today, and that will all make us better workers in Christian Science. And so the subject of my talk is spiritual plenty. In 2 Kings, we read, "And his allowance was a continual allowance given him of a king, a daily rate for every day, all the days of his life." Now, when we understand that metaphysically and really see that God's loving care is available for man, we can offset any claim of lack that mortal mind might try to present to us. I know a woman who a few months ago suddenly found herself facing severe business reversals, and she was without funds at a time when she was moving into a larger apartment that she had signed a lease for 6 months previously. She needed $1,000 to pay the first month's rent, and she didn't have it. Prayer in Christian Science resulted in her receiving the payment of a debt that she had long forgotten about. It was for exactly $1,000. I know a businessman, the president of a large conglomerate, who needed $1 million to take care of the expanding operations of his firm. Up until this time, he'd always received his money from a bank that he'd been dealing with for many, many years. But this bank had suddenly gone out of business. And he said, "I don't know where to find a bank that might have $1 million available, and I did find one. I'm not sure that it's wise to borrow at the current interest rates." Prayer in Christian Science resulted in the unfoldment of an ingenious idea whereby he was able to find his financing from within the resources of his own companies. As far as he's been able to find out, this idea is so ingenious that no other company has ever thought of doing it this way. Now, here we have two people, one needing $1,000 and another needing $1 million. Did it take any more praying to produce the million than it did the thousand? No. Both was the result of thought. Each individual gained the understanding that they were supplied by God, and then that which thought said was necessary appeared. Jesus proved the same thing. At one time, he fed 4,000 men plus women and children. At another time, he fed 5,000 plus. And after both of these events, he later questioned his disciples, and he said, "How is it that you do not understand?" But what they needed to understand was that all Jesus had to do was to know that God supplied the needs of man, and then that which thought demanded, which thought required, appeared. Through Christian Science, we can remove our doubts, our fears, our uncertainties. And then the positive concept of substance held to objectifies. And that's why we can see the evidence of abundance appearing. Not just a little bit. Abundance. Now, why do I say abundance? Because when God created man, he created him out of his spiritual infinity. And the man that he created knew no form of limitation. The mind God gave him was aware only of God's inexhaustible abundance. And there was never any other mind coming into God's allness to present any opposite condition. And therefore, God's reflection dwells forever in a permanent state of abundance. That's his natural and only state. Now, for you and I to prove that, we've got to turn completely away from the material senses and gain a clear concept of the fact that man is purely a spiritual reflection and that he's filled with every quality and idea that God contains. Man could no more be separated from a single quality than could God. And he couldn't run out of a single quality because each quality is infinite. It's inexhaustible. It's ever-present. All these qualities together make up man's substance, and therefore he lives in a permanent state of abundance. But now today, we're facing what seems to be a condition of inflation, recession, and possibly depression. But what is recession? It's the belief that one has only a certain amount of money and that the demands upon it are getting bigger and bigger, and that possibly the demands will get so big that you're not going to have enough money to take care of them. But is this the condition about man and his substance? It would be impossible, because Mrs. Eddy says, God expresses in man the infinite idea, forever developing itself, broadening, and rising higher and higher from a boundless basis. Now, this idea of being, which is growing bigger and bigger in the consciousness of man, knows no limitation. It just keeps on ballooning. And I see it like an atomic cloud. It keeps getting bigger and bigger in thought, and it never stops. Now, the individual who knows clearly that he is spiritual and that his sense of supply is constantly increasing would never be tempted to be fazed by the belief that somebody is making a bigger demand upon him than he has income to take care of. When Roy Garrick Watson was treasurer of the Mother Church, he once said that for the normal demands of the Mother Church, the supply appeared invariably before the demand. Now, if we reason that out, here is God pouring into the consciousness of his individual reflection man all of his qualities. And then here's the same mind saying, I want you to take those qualities and use them here and here and here.